We learned a lot from Fletcher's book about boy writers, but here's a recap of the most important points throughout the text. Boys require a large variety in writing genres. While girls may be satisfied with narratives and informational texts, boys will probably bore pretty easily unless they're able to write about what interests them, such as sci-fi, fantasy, historical fiction, and so on. We should embrace these different types of writing because they all have a lot of potential. Instead of trying to push male writers away from crazy fantasy stories, we should teach them lessons and provide mentor texts to show them the possibilities and strategies shown by famous authors that use similar techniques or genres. We also need to understand that creating strict rules in writing can limit students' freedom and will often create a dislike for writing. If a boy student wanted to write about war, for example, and we banned it due to violence, this boy would likely lose interest in the writing activity and possibly associate writing with negative thoughts in general, such as strict, boring, and judgmental. Another large takeaway is that we should get to know our male students so that we can create these trustworthy relationships with them and help them feel comfortable in the classroom. Oftentimes, it's hard to bond with our male students when we are females ourselves, but it really helps to share personal stories and try to open ourselves up to their sense of humor and personality so that they feel safe sharing their stories with us as well. Speaking of humor, we must also handle this delicately. There is no room to be the stuck-up teacher that gets offended by a child's writing. If there seems to be offensive humor, oftentimes it's just misunderstood, and we as teachers need to give all pieces a chance. Boys' humor is also much more narcissistic and insulting than girls' humor, but it can really enhance a writing piece, so we should never discourage it. In other words, we can't be offended by what we do not understand, just because it is different than how we would word it. Lastly, we must remember that teachers have an enormous impact on our student writers. We have the power to transform our male writers overnight into motivated authors, but we also have the power to turn them off of writing for life. We must take all of this information to try and help our male students find that passion for writing that most teachers give up on.